Welcome to the second podcast in our series for the International Chamber of Commerce, UK branch. This is ICC's World Business Podcast, recorded in London on the 9th of June 2017. I'm Robert Kelsey, and I'm here in Canto Corvino in London Spitalfield with Chris Southworth, Secretary General of ICC in the UK. Chris, let's again start with the UK general election. We are learning the dramatic news that Theresa May's gamble has failed. We now face a hung parliament and a period of political instability. What could be the impact on international business of such uncertainty?
So the businesses have really had 12 months of uncertainty. The new results from the election really kind of open up a big opportunity for businesses to really be heard, to work much closer with government, to really reach out to government. What is clear from the current situation is that government and officials will have to consult and debate the issues a lot more. And of course, that creates all sorts of opportunities for companies to partner up with government and really get the sort of point across of just how important trade is.
Crucially, the Brexit negotiations are due to start in the next few days. What's your view on what will happen now?
Well, regarding Brexit, the critical issues remain the same. And so the challenge for businesses is to clearly present their views and opinions on what really matters. All businesses, international or non-international, thrive on certainty and they thrive on freedom of movement and minimal red tape. So the critical issues to watch are finance. What is the UK and the EU going to do in terms of the treatment of finance between the city and the continent? Customs, in terms of the movement of goods, will there be extra paperwork? Will there be any additional red tape around the movement of customs or costs? And then longer term, what's the solution on regulations in terms of the services that the UK economy provides? And that latter issue, of course, is one of the most important issues longer term, the UK being one of the largest or second largest service economy in the world.
So do you think things have just got a lot tougher for the UK?
So I think a hard Brexit, the whole issue around a hard Brexit becomes a tougher proposition, I think, now. So there is an opportunity to kind of soften the dialogue. There's an opportunity for businesses to make the case again for why trade and cross-border business is so important to jobs and investment. So from that perspective, new opportunities, I think, are opening up in the dialogue. The question is now whether the UK government and the EU and the institutions around both of those can actually encourage a slightly more open dialogue that's a little bit softer and a little bit less hard Brexit.
Staying on trade, ICC United Kingdom has just hosted the World Trade Agenda event in London. One of the key themes was the impact of new technologies, particularly with respect to e-commerce and trade. Is it as transformational as people suppose?
So trade has really been used as a punch bag over the last 12 months, but actually it's technology that really affects jobs and the way that we work. And if I just sort of pull up a few examples, if you look at the internet or shipping containers, iPhones, cars, Microsoft on PCs, these are all technology-based solutions that have fundamentally changed the way we operate at work, but also at home in our lives. So I think technology is the big issue in terms of the changing way that we work at a global level. Does it affect how small businesses operate? And are there opportunities? Well, I think the evidence is very clear that companies, small companies particularly, grow four times faster if they're online, and they create twice as many jobs if they're online businesses. There are something like 20 to 30% of the world now is currently online. So you can see the opportunity that if the whole world is online, it's an enormous opportunity to be more inclusive in terms of creating jobs and growth for not just the UK economy, but the global economy more widely.
You mentioned small businesses, and another theme that came up in the World Trade Agenda was encouraging small businesses to increase their participation in international trade. Encouragement is easy, but what practical measures can increase UK SME participation in exporting?
So the International Chamber of Commerce is primarily focused on improving the business environment for companies worldwide, small, medium and large. So our primary focus on the practical level is trying to create the right policies that maintain open borders, that minimize the risks, remove the sort of irritating barriers and non-tariff barriers, things like changing your kind of printing or labeling systems just because one country decides that's the right thing to do. Tackling anti-corruption, creating a level playing field so everybody's following the same rules. These kind of quite simple initiatives can transform the way that small companies trade internationally. It means it makes the environment much less complex and more able to then move and engage with each other across borders.
That's great. Thanks, Chris, and hopefully speak to you again next week. You have been listening to the World Business Podcast from ICC in the United Kingdom.